Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T. Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. This is Reb T here reminding you that all our previous episodes and seasons are available at anchor.fm/RebT, anchor.fm/REBT. We are in season three. We're pulling up the last few weeks of Season 3 using Yad Avraham from Art Scroll. We're going to take the hiatus for Passover, Pesach, and hopefully we'll be done for the end of the school year. We're taking that hiatus and coming back next year, God willing, with a different commentary, with some different comments to help you navigate Pirkei Avos with us. Right now we are on 5-8, Hey Chet, talking the number 7 again. A great number. Shiva Mine Paranios, but not such a great topic of the Mishnah. 7 types of punishment, Batin La'olam al Shiva Gufei Avera. 7 types of punishment come to the world on account of 7 distinct sins. Miksasan Ma'asrin, Miksasan Einam Asrin. If some tithe and some do not tithe, Ra'av Shal Batzoras Ba. A famine of drought comes. Miksasan Re'evin, Miksasan Sevein, in which some are hungry and some are satiated. I always found that this Mishnah and the next Mishnah are very confusing. We will try our best to try to navigate it together. Gamru shalol aser. If they decide not to tithe, ra'av shal mohuma v'shal batzores ba. If they decide not to tithe, a famine of confusion and of drought comes. V'shalol litol esachala. If they decide not to separate chala, ra'av shal kalaya ba. A famine of destruction comes. Devar ba l'olam al misas amoras batorah shalol nimsru lebezdin. Pestilence comes to the world on account of the execution stated in the Torah, which were not given over to the court. Perosh v'irs, and on account of the produce of the 7th year. Cherev bal olam, the sword comes to the world. Al inoy hadin, on account of delaying justice. V'al ivus hadin, and perverting justice. V'al hamorim batorah shelo kahalacha, and on account of those who render Torah decisions counter to halacha. Again, lots of stuff going on in this Mishnah, especially related to the reason, some reasons why different bad things can come to the world. The premise of the following Mishnah is that some calamities that affect the world at large can be traced to transgressions of specific sins. Man is punished only because he sins. The punishment is usually midah keneged midah, measure for measure. Therefore, the nature of the punishment is instructive in helping man determine where he has erred, thus allowing him to correct his ways. Simi'iri. So 7 distinct sins. The Mishnah lists 7 sins which, when transgressed by the Jewish people, bring specific punishments to the entire world. God wants to make sure that punishment doesn't come, but if there are people who punish, there has to be retribution. It's beyond the power of the leaders to stop individuals from transgressing. If it is beyond their ability, then the public at large will not be punished for those sins. So this is talking about when there is ability for people to be directed and guided and helped by those above, those who have power, if there are leaders that can do so. So some tithe and some don't tithe. The first sin described by the Mishnah is when some of the people shirk their obligation to separate truma and miser from their crops, as Rashi points out. Although the Mishnah speaks of tithing, separating miser, the term is inclusive of all portions which must be separated from the produce, such as truma. I wonder if nowadays that's also related to the tithing of charity, the tithing of money. I don't know, but maybe. And this is pointed by Rashi, Rav Yonah, and Magen Avos. And if they don't tithe, the famine of confusion and drought. If all the people completely dispense with tithing, they incur a stricter punishment. In addition to the one listed above, as pointed out by Machzor Vitri, in which Mida Keneged Mida, the entire population suffers, as pointed out by Rav Yonah Machzor Vitri. Confusion results from some dire circumstance. Rambam commentary of Yonah Rabachi pointing out, like the presence of foreign troops, which prevents people from working the land or collecting harvest, pointed out by Rambam, Rav Yonah Rabachi, and Rav. Alternatively, it refers to a physical disorder in which the body does not digest food effectively, as Machzor Vitri points out, and constant hunger results, as described in Leviticus in Vayikra. If they decide not to separate challah, destruction comes. When all the people, Rav Yonah points out, decide to stop separating the challah, tithe, the portion removed from dough and given to a kohen, they are punished with a severe form of famine. This famine is precipitated by a season of no rain and a failed crop, conditions described by the verse in Vayikra. Let's move over to pestilence. When the Jewish courts are not willing or able to try individuals who deserve the death penalty, God afflicts the world with pestilence. This is a plague which often kills large numbers of people indiscriminately, pointed out by Tosfos Yom Tov, causing them to die without ever showing any symptoms of sickness. Let's move over to the encounter of the produce of the seventh year. Pestilence is also caused by certain infractions of the law of the sabbatical year, the last year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle, as it goes on to talk about. Shemitah produce must be maintained in hefker state, abandoned, and accessible to all who wish to take it. Anyone who tries to own it, it's not good. Shemitah produce is for personal consumption only. Any use of such produce for business is prohibited, pointed out by Rav Rashi, Rav Yonah, Rav Bachim, Magen Avos. It must be removed from one's house and either considered hefker or destroyed at a certain point of time. That's why in this year, it's really about the faith, the bitachon, the emuna in the seventh year, because really it's all up to Hashem. The sword comes to the world on account of delaying justice. When judges of the court know what the verdict will be, but refrain from taking any legal action, delay the case indefinitely, pointed out by Rav Rashi, Mokamater, and Rav Bachya, God brings death by the sword upon the world. The sin is termed inui hadin, affliction of justice, because the litigant suffers anxiety of being kept in suspense until the judges render a decision, as pointed out by Machzor Vitri. And perversion of justice. This refers to judges who purposely absolve the guilt and condemn the innocent, pointed out by Rav, Rav Bachya, Ram Kamter, out of favoritism, and Magen Avos points out, or for the sake of financial gain. And on account of those who render Torah decisions counter to halacha. This refers to students who did not reach the level of competence necessary to ensure halachic decisions, pointed out by Machzor Vitri and Rav Bachya, and therefore render incorrect decisions, permitting the forbidden and forbidding the permitted, pointed out by Rav, Rav Yonah, and defiling the pure, as pointed out by Rashi. And interestingly, when Reb Shimon Gamliel was being taken to his execution by the Romans, Lo Aleinu Hashem, not from such things, terrible, terrible stories that we read about on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Rabbi Shmuel the Kohen Gadol, what he had done, he inquired of his colleague, Rabbi Shmuel the Kohen, what he had done to deserve this. Rabbi Shmuel replied, "Have you ever forced a litigant to wait while you finished your drink or donned your tallis in preparation for judgment? The Torah states in Exodus, if you dare to cause him pain, from which you derive that even the slightest delay of judgment is punished severely, as pointed out by Machzor Vitri. If delaying judgment resulted in such a strict punishment, Reb Shimon Gamliel was put to death by the sword, how much more so will perverting judgment or rendering incorrect decisions be punished, as pointed out by Machzor Vitri?" So basically, the Mishnah is listing four of seven sins that bring punishment upon the world. The remaining three will follow. So let's talk about neglecting tithes, unpunished capital crimes, violation of sabbatical laws, and injustice. So we should try our best to, in our own ways, in our own Dalet Amos, try to minimize any sins, especially great, great sins, especially not good, great, but like big sins, very big sins. We should try at most to minimize, do what we can to try to not do so, because Hashem has his accounting, has his cheshbon. Everyone is punished midah keneged midah. We want to make sure that we don't have to have any retribution, that we only bring good things in the world, and that the world comes to a state of peace and only good things, avoiding punishments and only getting rewards, so that Mashiach could come speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk a few more of the sins that cause different punishments to the world here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.